Okay, everyone. Good afternoon. And first things first, have you seen the sign? Yeah? Just reminding you, please turn off your mobile phones because it can be a bit of a nuisance. So thank you very much for doing that. Get the business out of the way. So, this, by the way, I usually also announce that there is a more like a beginner's class, which is next door. And this is more like the continuation. It's not really advanced, right? Meditation is so simple. You're supposed to watch the breath. How can you have advanced meditation? It's not like a continuation on from the beginner's class. That's what it really is all about. But just a few kind of hints about meditation practice again, how to get this thing working, developing this thing. And it, often people find it difficult, right? And it's not difficult because meditation is difficult as such, because again, watching the breath, you know, what can be simpler than just watching the breath? The reason it is hard or it doesn't work is because the attitude or the, you know, something in our mind isn't quite right. And sometimes it takes a long time to develop those qualities of mind. It's not something you can do just in one sitting, just by sitting down and getting all these right things in there. Sometimes it takes time. So just follow the same procedure always, and then gradually over time, as you do that, you will start to see things happening in the practice. And as always, the meditation always starts by just relaxing, right? Allowing things to become peaceful, and, you know, finding the ease in the body. And when the body becomes easeful, the mind is often easeful as well, because the mind and body are so intimately connected with each other, right? One is at ease, the other one is at ease as well. So this is often the first point. But then there comes a point in the meditation, and somebody was asking this question yesterday. They were saying, you know, when I meditate, I just, you know, I feel so tired after a long week, I just fall asleep, or I feel really dull and the body feels heavy. I don't feel this lightness that you're supposed to feel. I feel the opposite, I feel heaviness, right? And very fair point. Of course this happens. This is just natural. So the idea here is sometimes when you feel tired, you allow the tiredness to be. And when the time is right, we need to do something to brighten up the mind, to give a sense of joy and happiness into our meditation practice. This is kind of one of the clues with meditation. Once you get that, you know, sense of, wow, this, you know, of enthusiasm, inspiration, joy, and all these things, that's when the meditation takes off. And this, in fact, is when you start to read the discourses of the Buddha. This is what this is what you see. A lot of, it's a very important part of the practice, is this idea of giving rise to joy in the meditation practice. It's actually something you see in the suttas a lot. The different techniques of, you know, inspiring yourself is actually a very important aspect of meditation practice. One of the ways of inspiring ourselves, and I was talking about this a little bit today also at the lunchtime, is just to understand what this Dhamma, this teaching of the Buddha, is all about. What it actually means, right? What it can do to us. What is this teaching? And once you start to understand what a kind of what an amazing thing, the treasure that we have all come across in our lives, which is the teachings of the Buddha. Once you start to realize that, it's natural to feel a sense of inspiration and happiness and joy as a consequence. So what is this Dhamma? The Dhamma basically is the Buddha's understanding of the world, right? Understanding of the world in terms of happiness and suffering, and understanding all this potential in all these different ways. And then the solution to all of this, how to get rid of the suffering, and how to, first of all, how to find more and more happiness, more and more contentment, more and more sense of fulfillment in life, and a reduction in suffering, but ultimately also find the highest happiness itself. This is what it is, right? It is here. These are the teachings that are about the very core of the things that we are searching for in the world. Everything is about that. Everything is about finding some sense of satisfaction, right? Some sense of completion, some sense of final happiness, if you like. This is what life is all about. So the powerful thing about the Buddha's teaching is that it really is the answer to the question of the meaning of life. That's what it is. Nothing less than that. It is about everything. Everything that our life is all about is what this teaching really concerns. And once you start to see that, and you start to get an appreciation of that, and you think, wow, what I have found really is an amazing treasure. In fact, it is the only treasure really worth pursuing and finding in this world, because it gives meaning to everything else. Then you start to feel, whoa, this is powerful. Then you feel inspired, right? So if you can kind of bring up that perception in your meditation, and this is called the recollection of the Dhamma in the suttas, it goes hand in hand with the recollection of the Buddha and the Sangha and all these other things. Once you get your head around that, how powerful this is, then you feel, whoa, you feel fortunate, you feel gratitude, you feel inspired, you feel joy, you feel all these qualities coming up inside of yourself as a consequence. And of course, in a very important part of that search for happiness and contentment, it happens in meditation itself, right? The deeper your meditation is, the more you start to understand what true happiness is all about, where you can really find it. And suddenly your view of things, what actually really is important in life, starts to get turned on its head. Right? Many people, they use meditation to kind of increase satisfaction in their ordinary lives, which is fine. That's perfectly okay. But after a while, you start to understand, actually, you got it completely wrong. It's actually the other way around. It's all the other things in life that should be used towards meditation practice. Right? So when you come here and you sit down to meditate, instead of then... If you understand that everything else in your life comes together here and is about this particular practice that you're doing while you sit here, then you don't go off thinking about those other things, because those other things are irrelevant. Now you have come to the crux, to the purpose of the spiritual life itself. And all the other stuff only is there to help you in this particular thing you're doing right now. So it should be the other way around. When you go out and, you know, when you go around your ordinary day and you do things in the world, and you do your job and your family, do those other things, instead of fantasizing about those things while you meditate, you should fantasize about meditation while you do those ordinary things, right? That's what it should really be like. Because you remember, meditation is at the top of the pyramid, and all of these other things, you do them in such a way that they support your meditation practice. So for that reason, when you come here and when you think like that, you realize thinking about all those other things is madness, because those other things are here there to support what you are doing now. Okay. Anyway, just a few basic hints about how to think and how to reflect to kind of allow the mind a bit more peace and joy and satisfaction and happiness. And then hopefully that will, just some few things to help point you in the right direction. And then over time, hopefully this will carry you along and deepen your meditation practice. Okay, let's try that in practice. Okay, so as always, just start off by making sure you are comfortable, physically comfortable, that you have no pains and aches anywhere in the body. This is going to be maybe sitting for about 45 minutes or so. So you have to be fairly comfortable, otherwise it's not going to work out. It's always the first thing, yeah. So take a bit of time just feeling your body. And as you feel your body, always make sure that not only should you be comfortable, but you should also be at ease and relaxed. So just feel the whole of your body, and feel if you have any tensions anywhere or anything which doesn't feel quite right. And focus on that area. Take a few deep breaths and just be kind to yourself and allow all those tensions and problems, allow them gradually to dissolve. And just keep on staying with the body. Make the body again as relaxed as you possibly can. Just feel any spots anywhere in the body that are not fully relaxed and at ease. Where there is some pain or some tension or whatever there is. And then very gently place your attention on that area and just say to yourself, may you relax, may you be at ease. Send some loving kindness to yourself and to your body. And as you do this practice of having a sense of goodwill towards your body, make sure you don't try to control anything, you try to tell your body what to do. It's like having a detached relationship to your body. It's like you're looking after a child, but it's not your own child, it's somebody else's child. So you have a sense of kindness and compassion, but no sense of directing or bossing around. Just kindness without any holding on. And as this process goes on by itself, it's almost as if the body becomes very light and very easy. It's almost as if it is no problem anymore. It is kind of fading into the background. It doesn't intrude in your consciousness. And all you are left with really, the body is still there, but it doesn't matter so much. And all you have is this awareness of the present moment, the awareness of being here, the sense of spaciousness in your mind. And one of the great burdens in life, the physical body, is starting to fade away. What a wonderful thing that is. And just enjoy that. Enjoy that mindfulness of ease and relaxedness in the present moment. And as you are meditating in this way, try to remind yourself that when you're doing this meditation, you are in the presence of these awesome, inspiring teachings of the Buddha. This is when you come the closest to understanding that happiness and those things the Buddha was talking about. Now you are in the presence of the teachings. I promise you the highest happiness that there can possibly be if you take them to their completion. So this is it. This is the meaning of life. You're there right now. So just enjoy this. Be inspired by what you're doing and by where all of this is heading. And when you feel really relaxed and at ease, when you feel in a positive state of mind, you will notice that mindfulness is so automatic. And as mindfulness is automatic, you see all of these things appear in your mind's eye. And one of those things tends to be the breath. And when you see the breath, just stay with the breath very gently. Just rest your attention on the breath without any force and any grasping, and allow the process to happen by itself. And we are now coming to the end of this meditation. So before we stop, just review what has happened over the last 45 minutes or so. How do you feel now compared to when you started? What are the things that have led to where you are now? What are the perceptions you have developed? What are the things you have let go of? What has happened during these 45 minutes? Try to understand the process of meditation, and that it's easier in the future to follow the same steps. Okay, so that's the end of the meditation, so please come out and sit comfortably. Okay, so any questions or anything anybody wants to raise? Nothing at all? He's meditating very well over there, that's good. Okay, that's great. Anything anybody wants to say about the meditation experience? Oh, at the back there, okay. Yeah.
Hi, what are your thoughts on the use of words with the in-breath and the out-breath?
Yes, can do that. The idea, of course, is to still the mind, to make the mind as peaceful as possible. That's the purpose of this meditation practice. But in the beginning, it can kind of give you a little bit of steadiness if you use a word. And particularly if it is a word that has a meaning to you, right? Something which actually kind of points the mind in the right direction. You know, I don't know what is meaningful to you, peace, you know, something like that. And it's almost as if you think, it's almost as if that kind of idea of peace, the feeling of peace, also arises when you repeat the word sometimes. Not always, but sometimes it works that way. So it can do, but there comes a point, you know, when you really start to become peaceful, you can feel that you don't really want to say that word anymore, because the word gets in the way of the process itself.
So you can let go of the words and then just put your focus back in the breath.
That's the idea. Sometimes, that's exactly the point. So once mindfulness becomes strong enough, the word will just tend to fall by the wayside.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Everybody happy? Yeah. Okay, great. Okay. Let's just pay respect to the Purdama Sangha, and then that's it.